Richard, Richard Duhon, Duhon. Mr. Duhon is a 55-year-old gentleman who was seen yesterday with hypertension, leg pain, leg swelling, right leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy, foot pain. Also has had history of palpitation, family history of stroke, and multiple other issues that has caused him to come in today for a fasting blood work to recheck his blood pressure and to evaluate lower extremity to rule out DVT and PVD. Period. The paragraph, he's been married 30 years, has two children, he's an office worker, doesn't do any physical labor, no smoking, no drinking. Review of system, he's lost 30 pounds because he feels like he's been working outside a lot, doing a lot of cleaning and such. He doesn't have polyuria, polydipsia, but he does have family history of, distant family history of diabetes, period. His otherwise, his there's no family history is negative for colon cancer, positive for hypertension, possible diabetes and stroke. COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medication. He was started on Medrol dose pack yesterday. He received Toradol and Decadron with some help regarding his leg pain, and he's not taking any other medication at this time. His blood pressure yesterday was elevated at 150 over 92. Today is 131 over 80 with the medications on board. Period. Review of system, essentially as above, allergy none. The medication, as was mentioned, medical problems, has not had any blood work or any workup of any sort, except for the mild blood pressure that was seen yesterday. Surgery, cholecystectomy. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 177 pounds, the weight loss, as was noted earlier, 98%, 98, 16, 81, 130 over 89. Heart, pulse, pump, positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck, short, JVD, skin, shows nausea, lower extremity, shows no edema, clubbing or cyanosis. The x-ray of the foot and heel is within normal limits. I was expecting to see heel ulcer, but I didn't see any. Assessment, the foot pain and heel pain shows no evidence of, x-ray shows no evidence of heel spurs. Number two, no evidence of DVT seen on the ultrasound. Number three, no swelling. Number four, muscle pain in that area. Number six, number five, we're going to get Cedarate, ANA, and C-react, and RA. Next number, may need an MRI of the foot and Achilles tendon, especially for possible partial tear. Next number, may need referral to ortho. For now, we're going to see how he does with the Medrol dose pack. I also gave him Seglentis, S-E-G-L-E-N-T-I-S, to take for pain. Next number, we'll find out exactly why he lost the weight. Make sure his thyroid is okay. Make sure his hemoglobin A1C is okay. Next, I'm going to continue with hydrochlorothiazide. Next, is mild BPH noted with symptoms on his ultrasound. Next, is mild fatty liver. Next, is status post-cholecystectomy on the abdominal ultrasound. Next, numbers. As far as the family history of stroke, he has minimal stenosis in his neck. Next, number. No significant lymphadenopathy in the neck either. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits on the ultrasound. Next number, BPH noted with minimal calcification. Next number, kidneys look okay. Next number, always discussed with the patient today before leaving. Next number, we'll call results. We'll call the patient with the results tomorrow or day after. Thank you.